Hello, everyone. Welcome to Afrobeat and Cheers. It's me, your host, Michael, and I'm here with my favorite co-host, Amanda and Drizzle.
Hi.
Really? First and foremost,
I hope you all...
Hi? Michael, let me interrupt you. What is hi? I told you firstly, my name is Ajua. Like, we're trying to go local. And your name is Bernard. You are saying Drizzle. Where from this Drizzle?
Drizzle,
yeah, call me Afrobeat. You see, I also want to go local.
I hear that.
Drizzle, Bob Beats.
I like that.
Go ahead, fam.
Drizzle on the beat. Yes.
Anyway.
I hope you listeners are all good and staying safe during this time. What's up, Amanda?
Well, currently I want to go and do my hair, but you have to observe social distancing because still the streets aren't safe yet. And I'm just trying to survive normal work and, you know, trying to hustle like a normal Ghanaian, typical person. Yes, like basically, yeah.
Yeah, so what's up with you, Drizzle?
Not much.
Chilling?
I guess Amanda, I'm going to go to
the
house. I'm going to go to
the house. Amanda, the thing is, Ajua.
Ajua. Then the master said, "Miss, meet me here, come rule, kakra." Because
yeah, wow. Now cry. Now miss me boy man. Now we yes girls. Me catch your Michael. Say me boy in team man. Michael say, "Oh, maybe I mess." I see up a zigzag. And then my mother see a zigzag.
No, Jerry Curls and things. So they use zigzag.
You pay Jerry Curls with me 3 so and one no.
Say I was a line already.
What's conker now? No.
All right, listeners, so today we're going to be talking about Stone Boy's album, Omoga, and I hope you guys are ready for that.
You know, I corrected you on this. You didn't say Omoga, Omoga. Oti, I obey how old.
Omoga Junction. Alright guys, so there's about 15 songs on this track.
Let's see, I think 14 or 15.
Yes, it's about 15.
Yeah, I think 15.
Okay, yeah.
And personally, I feel like this album could have been better, of course. I do have my favorites on there, though. So we're going to dive into the album and talk about the ones that we really like. And we're going to see how that goes from there.
Okay.
I mean, actually, hold on.
Well, that sounds like easy work, though.
So should we let Amanda go first? Or, I mean, okay. Amanda, should we let Amanda go first?
So me call first, then any problem. Say me we are not eja. My bow way out quietly. Now me call salon. And I'm also saying.
Who ni baby ako?
And I'm also saying.
Na me come run na.
Oh, come run na di ese na di e ye kuku crow. And I'm also saying. Say ni mirror. Light off credit candle be bwama.
Easy jeans are the undisappointed.
See, I'm saying APDS Odre.
Hey, okay.
I been Ghana. No, me pen na miti mo ano.
Okay.
We mean you're gonna new, like some of us we came to pass through KK.
Okay.
And no one of your high of
you. Oh, you see that thing, Oh Michael, mommy five. A W crowd ni how.
And no one know. High five in the air.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's true. We do have 15 songs on the album. What do you guys think? Actually, like Amanda, what do you think? Compared to the other albums.
Well,
I guess like what she likes first, right?
Okay.
Before I get to what I like, I would like to talk briefly about Stone Boy. Well, I've not known him personally. In fact, I don't even know him personally. But the little music and little, you know, like stuff he's put out, I have been a fan since like I think 2014, 2015. That's when I heard one of his songs. That was even before Bafira came with Sakode. And I was like, oh wow, like I'm not really a dancehall or reggae kind of person. You can ask Drizzle said me, my genre is always pop, R&B, or like nothing close to dancehall. But then like you get to like Stone Boy songs, you can vibe with it because Like, there's just something in it. So then you come to all his albums over the years, Epistles of Mama, from the first one to the last one. I mean, every song has its own, like, way it gets to you, like the way you vibe with it, the way you are attracted to it. Then you come to Unloga Junction. The way I thought he would, like, he hyped it, and I thought it would, you know, like, it would, you know, like, catch me or like wrap me or intertwine with me, it didn't really get to me like the way I thought it would. My personal favorites on Unloga Junction are, I think, 4 or 5, which are typically number one, Everlasting. I mean, if you followed my Snapchat from since he released the album, that's a song I've been playing, I've been hyping it. Every time I'm in the shower or I'm working out or I'm like car rides, it's always part of my playlist. Then you have Nkuto with the legend Kojoyinchi, like that's also fire. Then sorry, you have Bow Down with Nasty C, that's also like an epic like collaboration. Then my blast is probably Journey, yeah, because it talks about like coming from, I think he's talking about a different perspective, like coming from scratch, like don't ever give up. It's life is always a journey, like you, like we all know life is a journey, but then never give up. Everything you are doing, do it like, okay, you are doing it for a better something, a better tomorrow, a better next time, like a better beginning to something else. And I think the last one I'll pick is Black Madonna with Diamond Platinums, I think. Those were the only ones that really got to me. Nominate has been trending, it's making headway, but well, it's something you can vibe with, but it's not my personal favorite, or it's not part of my personal favorites. Not because of like any personal, maybe something else, but it didn't really catch me like that. Like, it's trending, it's nice, but then it's not something that really caught my heart or like make me fall in love with that particular song. But apart from that, the ones I picked are lit, they are fine. The rest, not so much.
I believe there are other better songs on this track that could have been, that could have gone viral than Nominate.
Yeah, because I really think Critical can go higher. Mm-hmm. He should really promote it, trust me. It's with Zlatan. Mm-hmm. Like, it's,
oh, yeah,
like,
that song is,
yeah, it is.
Like,
it
he
is.
Should promote it. I don't know why he's focused so much on Nominate.
I guess it's the feature.
It was a feature that, but maybe he was hoping to get an award for in America again, you know. Winning another BET would solidify, you know, he's a champ, you know. He is a champ, though.
I agree with you. Other songs could have been hyped up compared to the Nominate song with Keri Hilson. Like, for example, the Critical song with Zlatan. So, yeah, in total, how many songs would you like?
Five?
Like, five? Yeah. On a rating scale, well, from...
Out of a 10, I'll give it, like, a 5 or 5.5 on a good day.
On a rating scale?
I think it might go far. Like, the whole album might go far, but, well, it didn't really... The whole album, sorry, didn't move me the way I thought. Just a few songs. Unlike Episodes of Mama, that one, yeah, like, you can vibe with every single one from beginning to end. I know almost every lyric, like, you get it.
Right, mm-hmm.
Because, like, that was Stone Boy. That's a Stone Boy that, like, I fell in love with 2014, 2015. Because I from his stories, you can tell he has really, really come from far.
But wait, Amanda, why is it so easy to... use Epistles of Mama as,
because that's the last one that was making headway before Unloga Junction. Apart from that,
I also would compare to
Epistles of Mama to Unloga Junction. Yeah, because apart from that, as at now, there are still songs on Epistles of Mama that are making headway. They are receiving massive airplay.
Epistles of Mama was an album. It was a classic.
I'll pick that over Unloga Junction.
Absolutely, any given day, though. Yeah. Any given.
Say on it, I don't know, probably Drizzle has something else to
say. I wouldn't disagree with you that much, though, because like I definitely agree on Episodes of Mama album being a classic.
Yeah,
I don't think Unloga Junction will age well like Episodes of Mama album did.
It can age,
because
it
probably would be able to age well, but comparing that to Episodes of Mama, I think Episodes of Mama would last longer.
To an extent, I agree with you, yeah.
Like,
Episodes of Mama is like everlasting.
Everlasting kind of thing. You can listen to that music like from time to time.
But this is what I did there. Like, I just took everlasting. everlasting from another.
Big up yourself. A 0.5 though.
You a hater. You a hater.
Looking all Jamaican and shit.
You know, we are here.
Well, yeah, just like that. So I do agree with Amanda Adjoa.
See, anybody who calls me Amanda, you, I'll report you to police. What is that? I'm going local.
So, yata. Let me go on. Don't interrupt.
I'm sorry, sir.
So, I like songs I like on the album. I like about 6-7 songs on it. I like Le Bagbe.
You are coming to criticize somebody. You can't pronounce a song. What are you criticizing? Tell us.
Please.
I'm criticizing the songs, not the name.
So pronounce it properly.
Michael Jackson,
please be on the safer side. See, just go English. He said it means alive.
I like it, and I like the idea that he chose the live band version for the album.
Yes,
it was dope. The language wasn't so clear for everyone else to understand.
Even people who speak his dialect said. It's not something you can say fluently or first time.
Okay.
You have to listen to it time and time. Like, it sort of grows on you.
It still
has a vibe to it.
Yeah, definitely.
Let me see
so,
if I have
so that's it. That's a good song. I like Only Love. I like Understand. I like Motion. I like African Idol. I like Everlasting too. And then I like Strength and Hope.
I mean, who doesn't like Everlasting?
Everlasting
for me. Let me give some quick skills.
Wait, Michael, what do you guys think about Understand? Don't you think Understand would also do better if they were hyping it like the hype?
Yeah.
Those were one of the few singles that came out before the whole album dropped.
Exactly.
I think that was the third single. I don't remember, but I know it was Good Morning, African Party.
Good Morning is the shit. That's my song.
Yeah, Understand was the third or the last before the whole album dropped. Understand, he was hyping it, and it was doing well, and it's still doing well. Mm-hmm. But I don't know why he has put a pause on that, and he's focused solely on Nominate.
Yeah, Nominate. I guess for the commercial value attached to the song, because of the feature too.
With the one with Zlatan and Black Madonna, he should really put that one out there to like talk more on it or post
right,
it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So you feel more promotion?
I agree with you.
Yeah, so Michael, these are the songs I like. I think about 6-7 songs.
Hey, no,
that's
Sammy.
Good. So on a scale from 1 to 10, what would you give him?
Oh, on a scale of 10. Oh, it's 10.
It's 10.
It's a 5 for me. It's a 5 for me.
Yeah, you like copying.
Nah, it's a 5 for
you
me.
Okay.
It's a 5 for you.
What's your number 2?
Copycat.
My number 2 is a 5 over 10.
I like that.
It's a five
Michael, now everything rests with you. So... tell us what you think.
I agree with you guys a lot too. I think that if Understand would have gotten the same attention that Nominate did, it definitely could have been big as well. I feel like no shade to Carrie Hilson, but she already has a platform. She's already known in America. She's cool and has her own vibe. But the other people on the album featured should have received the same spotlight. For example, like the song Critical featuring Zlatan. It's a dope track. Understand. Black Madonna is really a good song too. Good Morning is my shit though, I'm not gonna lie. But I think that in general it could have been a better album. I do like a couple songs, like 6 songs, which are Motion featuring Jamil, Good Morning, Critical, Understand, Bow Down, and Everlasting. These are some pretty good songs on the album, in my opinion. I think that compared to episodes of Mom,
That's for Stone Boy, Awoga Junction. Yeah. And I know you guys are probably excited for what we have next and what's coming in store. But wait, guys. What are we doing next week?
For example, the song Bow Down with Nasty C, I think is a cool jam, actually. I really like it.
Yeah. I like Nasty C, but I didn't like that song.
Oh, really? I don't know, but it's something about the beat and the way he sounds. It's pretty dope.
No,
it was in your Africa playlist. Mm.
Africa
you
playlist.
See?
You have an African playlist. I saw it.
Yeah, it's a part of the playlist. Doesn't mean I like it.
Why are we putting the playlist then?
I put it on your phone.
I didn't create that playlist.
Tell us. No, I buying
you. but listen, why is it on your playlist?
Wait, this is a playlist you think I created?
I don't know, maybe.
No, that's not me.
Please.
Tell us. Interesting.
Do
you have access to your phone?
No, that's not me.
Okay, we'll come back to you. Michael, please continue.
Yes,
please continue.
I do see what he listens to on his Apple Music because we're friends.
Yeah.
So we share music and stuff.
Exactly.
But I like about 6 songs on there. So yeah, in general, I like about 6 songs on a scale of 10. I give it a 5.5 rating. On a good day, but I definitely think that compared to I'm not copycatting. No. I didn't learn it from you guys.
Yeah, they asked. Oh yeah, now they open paper nate.
No. But seriously though, I give it a 5. I think that it's. Mm-hmm. I think that compared to episodes on Mama, it could have been better. It need a little bit more work, but obviously during that time he recorded, he was going through a lot.
Yeah. Of recording the episodes of Mama, like, you know, it was more emotions in there. It was more autonable to me, say, like issue-based album. I mean, I wasn't.
I agree.
Tell us.
We weren't there. We don't know. But he would have.
Mm-hmm. Wait, but now we can tell.
When you listen to
he lost his mom at the time.
Hakuna Matata.
Yeah.
You can feel the passion behind it.
Yeah.
There's so much passion behind the song.
Yeah.
And at a time where he had lost his mom.
Yeah, he was going through surgery.
And so, you know, he was, surgery and writing the songs in honor of his mom.
And I think that's what we feel to appreciate too, yeah. Like when these artists release this album, they use what they're going through to tell us a story and make us feel good. Because, you know, obviously we're not the only ones that are also going through issues in this world. We all go through these issues, so we appreciate the artists for putting out such creative art.
I agree.
I feel like maybe this album is a love album. I don't know. Maybe because, you know, he got married and stuff.
Adrian knows the vibe because I didn't get the complete vibe. Like, what was this whole album trying to put us out?
It sounded like a love album to me. You can get the love vibe and then you can get life from it too, but then the love was really, really dominant in it. Especially when you listen from African Idol, Everlasting, Inkuto, Bow Down, no, probably not, then Only Love. And I think that was it. You can get the love feel in it, the rest were just life. So I guess there's a 50-50, but he said he was inspired by life, which you can see or you can get, but
I hear that. I like that too. Yeah. It does show that he's inspired by life in this album. Yeah. It's a little of love, it's a little hype, good vibe, good energy. I just wish that maybe it was more time spent, you know, on it to give us more of the previous vibe that we had, you know. We do appreciate everything he gives us. We like it. We love it. It's good music. He's a good jam. He's a champ to us, obviously. He's like the African Giants in Ghana. Or one of the African Giants.
He is one of the Giants, though.
One of the African Giants.
I think he's my number one.
He is your number one. Yeah. Hey, I'll be number one.
I said my number one.
Oh, you said your number one. It seems like someone has a crush on you. Ajua.
Oh, ask my friend. She's called Ella. She know, like, she used to live at Ashiraman, and she had friends who knew Stoneboy. And then I was like, she's like, hey, man, the way you have a crush on Stoneboy, I was like, forget. That's what I'm saying. I've been a fan since, like, 2014, 2015. Because I know he was already, like, in the music business, but probably he wasn't known much as he is known today. So he was now up and coming.
It definitely is.
The first song I heard of his that really caught me was, I'm trying to figure it, I'm trying to remember if it's Punani or Punani. I don't know which is which. I'll Google it and see. It goes a little bit like, I woke up in a new Punani. I don't know which is which.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
You've
that
heard,
song.
Yeah, that, yeah. And then I was like, wow, that's nice. I was like, that's lit. Like, that's nice. And I think before, I don't know which came before, whether Edem featured him after or before that Punani song, Punani song. But then since then, I've just been attached, literally. Every time he posts something or there's a new, like, thing from Stoneboy out, I'm always there. Like, I always want to download it, I always want to listen to stream, hype it on my Snap. He hasn't told me to hype it, but I don't even think he knows I exist. But it's just nice to have someone who makes good music and you just vibe with that person. Like, you feel like some connection to them. Someone lied to me once that he listens to a person, I forgot, he listened to someone, and he was like, you could feel the person's aura, the person's energy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how do you get that from that? He was like, he feels like he knows him, but the thing is, the person doesn't even know you exist.
Right.
Y'all were even in different continents.
Yeah, for sure. But you can listen to their music, watch their movies, and I mean, their social media feeds and find out what they're doing. And I mean, there are a lot of ways they can
impact. My friend, he was trying to say, let's say I've listened to Stoneboy.
Okay.
And I'm trying to say, wow, like right now I know Stoneboy so well. Like, oh my God, I feel he's in pain.
That's how
you're trying to guess. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God, like, hey.
But,
I feel his pain.
But it's possible though.
That's some spiritual shit.
I mean, yeah, no, some music can get you into a really good vibe, you know, into that headspace.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, guys, based off our ratings, we're gonna go on a little break. We'll be right back. Enjoy the music.
Show.
Alrighty, welcome back, guys. We took a little short break and we're back. So, I know we were able to give our personal opinions for this album. That's for Stoneboy, Awoga Junction. And I know you guys are probably excited for what we have next and what's coming in store. But wait, guys. What are we doing next week?
Well, this might come as a surprise to other people, but we are doing Darko Vibes Pan Logo.
Ooh, I'm ready.
Dope.
Pan Logo, is it gone or away?
It's gone, and I'm a boy.
It's gone. No, he's gone, but then it sounds away.
Pan Logo, that's a drum. No.
No, it's a dance, so yeah, it's a dance.
It's a dance
or a drum.
Hey, Drizzle.
How's it gonna come?
Oh, so yeah, we are doing Darko Vibes Pan Logo. We've heard a couple of songs. I think his first single, what I heard was Stay Woke with, you know, yours truly, Stoneboy. Then Gin and Lime. In another song, I don't know which one is which. So, yeah, but then everyone says the songs on it are nice, so we would listen and give our feedback or our personal review. next time.
Dope.
Hey, yes. Backing vocalist.
Dope.
Wow.
Our local hype man. Yeah, guys. So we're going to do that. We're going to come back again with an amazing one. We do want to say thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you all for tuning in.
And then who did Diana? Yeah, so, okay, I think he wanted to say thank you guys so much for tuning in. It's our first, or it's our pilot. So, obviously, there will be a few things we need to learn. Like, everyone will have to share their views and their opinions on how we did. We are open to listen to your criticisms, your points as well. If you share with us or you disagree, please let us know. If you do, like, subscribe, and please tune in. Thank you.
Yes.
Well, that's some good advertising.
Our Joe has said it all. Make sure you tune in and listen to us. We have some great stuff coming up, and we hope you enjoy it.
Wait.
Well, lest I forget, I'd like to give a quick shout out to our two sponsors, WeatherCurve.com and Photography Invasion as well. Check them out on Instagram.